Okay, today's learning should be in Nishmas of Chaim Luzim Shem Shinar Yom Leishim and Daniel Rivka Bes Moshe Israel Yisrael Menachem Ar Moshe Yisrael Sefer Shalem Chaim Moshe Yom Malka Yom Bracha Bes Ar Malka Match Yitzchak Befei Godina and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding here near the end of Simen Reish Mem, actually near the end of Chelik Beis. Hopefully we'll be able to finish today. And Taka be Eschus for all those who learned, and specifically Eschus for Luzi of Chaim Luzim Shem Shinaria, who we started this learning for, and Emet Hashem, we should be able to continue it. Says the Mechaber Sif Tes Zayin, Simen Reish Mem Sif Tes Zayin. Finishing up here, the last Sif in this Simen, HaMeshamesh Mitosoi Al Mita Shatina Gyoshin Allah. If somebody has Tashmish on a bed that a child is sleeping on it, I say tinik nichbe chas v'shalom, that tinik can get a disease that is called kefia. There's different shatim what that is. Some say is that they become hunchback, that they their bones fall, and they as they get older, they will develop this disease. Others say that it's a mental disease, that they fall to the ground for no reason. There's different reasons, but either way, it's obviously not something that's good. This is only talking about a child that is less than a year old. There's no concern medically about it. Actually, I said this is the last sif, it's the second to last sif. Anyway, now the halacha obviously with a child that's sleeping. So once a just separately is a tashrus with a child that's over a year old. In the room or in the bed, as long as the child is sleeping, and the child, even if the child wake up, they wouldn't understand, and the couple is under a cover, is not necessarily an issue. Obviously, once a child is older and becomes somewhat of a bar dais, that would be no different than we learned earlier, that you can't have tashmish while you have somebody else in the room. V'loi amran and ela degani lahadikare, that it is. That this child that would get, going back to the first case, that the child would get nichpe, that is if the child is by the feet of the people. Avagani lahade resha leslamba, but if it's near the head of the bed and with the head of the people, it's not an issue for this concern. This concern that we have, for whatever reason this would cause this disease, is that the people, you don't put a hand on the child. Avamanach yade ale, less than, but then there is no issue with it as well. Okay, says the Mechaber Sif Yudzayin. Now, Sif Yudzayin is something that we actually discussed much, much earlier, approximately 4 years ago in Simon Gimel. We discussed this. And over there, let's see the Mechaber. Mito sheyashim ba mishtei, the bed that you're sleeping on with your wife, that the bed should be positioned, that the head should be to the north, and the feet should be to Dharam. So now Mishabura tells us Sham. And over there we learned that this is not so pashut. First of all, it's complicated. Number one, what's the reason b'chol for this? So it says that the Rabbeinu Shalom is to the Ma'ariv side. We know the Rabbeinu Shalom is all over, but for whatever this means, we can't really fully understand it. Whatever it means, that there is a greater part, the bulk of the Shechina is to the Ma'ariv side, and therefore having your bed in that position would be inappropriate. Now, however, on the flip side, the Zohar actually says the exact opposite. So the Mechaber over here is saying that the should be Rosh Litzafen and Raglisel Adarim. And by the way, over there, it said in general your bed shouldn't be that way, not just when somebody is sleeping in the same bed as his wife. But this was in general, he said over there. Now, the Zohar says the exact opposite, but then along comes the Gron and explains the Zohar, that the Zohar doesn't mean the opposite, but the Zohar means this. So it's somewhat confusing. I don't think the Olam is naig to be concerned about this, and even if yes, it's very, very difficult, because it says that if you want to position your bed to Tzafen and Dharm, it has to be exactly to Tzafen and exactly to Dharm. So, which is not the general direction. So I think it's be something that'd be difficult to accomplish as it is, but that's what the Mechaber says. Okay, let's go to Simon Reish Mem Aleph, and the last Simon in Chelik Beis. And the Shalala Hashtin Aram Lufnei Mitasei. Now, we, in order to understand this, the actual halacha that's going to be brought down here in the main halacha that's been brought down here in Reish Ben Aleph is not really so negayah to us. But there's a very important lesson that we do learn from this halacha. In order to understand the actual halacha, is we got to go back, and we've gone through this a number of times. The people then did not have dirt floors. Also, people then did not have running water in their houses. So the people, generally, you would have an outhouse to go to the bathroom. However, during the night, this shadim, and there was other reasons why there was a concern to be able to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. So people would essentially keep what they called a urinal in the room, right? So it was a bowl, and in the morning, you would take the bowl out, and you would clean the bowl out from the room. But Lamaisa, there was dirt floors over there. So Mechaber tells us, Echad me'advarim shesayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the things that the Rebbein says that like, hamashtim b'fnei mitasei arim. So it's nothing to do with him being undressed, but that he basically goes ahead and he urinates on the floor, right? So he's a dirt floor, he doesn't care. And he goes ahead and he urinates there. And it says, hamashtim b'fnei mitasei arim, mevili de'anias. Now, the Iker reason over here, as we'll see, is that Rebbein Shalom wants us to live our life with cleanliness, with appropriateness, right? And recognize that we are not boors. We are not just a regular guy in the street. We are children of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We are a chelik melekei momal. Somebody who lives like that is just living grub, for lack of a better word. And that's what somebody who does this, although it may not, you know, if you had a dirt floor, maybe, and living, putting yourself and living in those times, it may not be such a crazy thing, but it's not something that somebody who lives b'kedusha lives that way. Okay, so that's the lesson that we can take from here. It's about living appropriately. So let's just continue the Mechaber le'amar and Elo the Mahada Api Lepurya. That he's facing the bed. Avalimbroi, if he faces outside, less lumbar, because then he's not urinating on the floor in front of his bed. With the Mahapil, Purya, Namile Aran, Ela Ba'ara, you're doing on the ground. Avalimbana, into a bowl, as I said, that was perfectly normal. Less lumbar, then there wouldn't be an issue with it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shasayna Kaddish Baruch is one of the things that the Rabbi Shema hates. So what does that mean? Shasayna Kaddish Baruch, Adam, Misnag, Viderech, Nikiyas, Kedushay. Person should live his life with cleanliness and kedusha. If you are a person that lives with kedusha, you're not dirty. You're not living in such a way, the way somebody who has no class is living. This guy is somebody who is disgusting. If we go back into history, the Baal Pa'ar, one of the first Avodah Zarahs that we had an issue with, was that they defecated in front of the Avodah Zarah. That was the way you served that Yetzirah. That Avodah Zarah. Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, but it was an Avodah Zarah. The point was that you lived, I don't care, I can do whatever I want. I can live, I don't have to have any norms, I don't have any social norms, I can just do whatever I want. And obviously, we know that Yetzirah exists very, very strongly today in society. So a person who lives like this, the Shekhinah can't rest near him. B'fnei mitasei mikolshkin, says the Mishnah Berurah, mashtim mayim l'fnei mikoymes acherim shetzichon l'snayg b'nikiyas k'goyim l'fnei shulchanah k'yotzeba, you're certainly even worse than your bed. You do this in your dining room. Aram, so as we express, l'davka aram, it's not about being undressed. Elohu adinim ha'yolavish, even if you train, change. Elo archa the milsa naka, the reason he says aram, itachi aram, and yotz l'chutz l'hashtin. The reason he's not going outside is because he woke up middle of the night. As we said a number of times back then, the meaning was people did not sleep in pajamas. They slept without any clothes on. So the guy is too lazy to get up and get dressed and go outside to go to the bathroom. So he just gets up and he does it next to his bed. That's something the Rebbeinu Shalom hates. Hamashtin kitzo loshni v'kavanasi oit chazal hamashtin. Elidei Anias, why does this bring to Anias Chas V'Shalom, to poverty? Amrinim ba'avri psachim daf kuf yir aleph. The Sara Daniusa, the master of poverty. Novel Shemai, his name is Novel, disgusting. Okay. V'oyev lishris b'makarmiyas. You know where the master of the Sar of Anias likes to hang out? In a place of Mios, a place that's disgusting. In Meshuhach, he kari le Novel. That's why his name is Novel. He likes to disgrace himself. That is mias. So then the Mechaber said this is not a problem if you're doing it towards the outside. The stream it goes outside. With a woman, it wouldn't help because it doesn't go to a distance. The mana, if a person urinates into a urinal, which was the normal derech then, should cover that urinal with a keli. The efshalei tamat chacham lo hira torah. That should tamat chacham is not passable without hira torah. This practically doesn't play a big role in our lives, except if chas v'shalom someone is in the hospital and is in the need of using the urinal in the room. There's nothing wrong with that, right? That's not considered mias. That's normal, and you're doing it into a keli. But if you're going to learn or you're going to even think about torah while you're there, you should make sure, you know, none of us have a note to be in the hospital in such a position, but or even if you're visiting someone in the hospital, if you're going to be Mahara and Torah, it should be covered. So what happens if you use this urinal and you want to make the bracha of Ashiyatza? Yitol Yadav, of course, you have to wash your hands. As we learned as well, that you need to put have something that's mafsik between your lave and your average, your heart should not see your ever. The yarchik etzatzma kedimi makam eriglaim. You have to move away at least a daladamis or imena kli mechusav. It's not covered. Again, if we covered that urinal in the hospital, then it wouldn't be a problem. So it was either you distance yourself or there has to be a mechitza. Kedim, you have to follow those halachas that we learned previously. So, and that concludes the Pelik Beis and Mishumura. Mazel Tov, and Emet Hashem, we will stop over here. And Emet Hashem, tomorrow we are going to start with Hilchis Shabbos. I can't see who you're showing. Oh, you're showing the Rav is on. No? Let him say something for the recording.
I got it to take this call. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mazel Tov. Thank you, Avrami.
Thank you.